Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School, and this is class session 640. And today is the day for our special feature, where we read from the Rock Cliff Review, which is the bulletin that is passed out to those who attend the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff on Sunday mornings, and in it contains something associated with the sermon that is going to be preached that day. And this day, the sermon topic was from the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 1 through 13. Now, before we read from the Rock Cliff Review, I want to read that text to you. I said Matthew. I'll take that back. It's the book of Mark. Turn in your Bibles to the book of Mark, chapter 7. And in the King James Version that I am reading from, it's got a little thing just before this called the Pharisees Rebuked. So let's read that. Then came together unto him the Pharisees and certain of the scribes which came from Jerusalem. And when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, that is to say, unwashing hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands oft, eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the market, except they wash, they eat not. And many other things there be, which they have received to hold, as the washing of cups and pots, brazen vessels, and of tables. Then the Pharisees and scribes ask him, Why not do thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with unwashing hands? He answered and said unto them, Well hath Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such like things ye do. He said unto them, Full well ye reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your own tradition. For Moses said, Honor thy father and thy mother. And whoso curseth father and mother, let him die the death. But ye say, If a man shall say to his father and mother, It is Corban, that is to say, a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, he shall be free. And you suffer him no more to do aught for his father or his mother, making the word of God of none effect through your tradition, which ye have delivered. And many such like things do ye. So the sermon preached from that text at Rock Cliff that morning was titled, The Tradition of the Elders. And here's what is in the Rock Cliff Review. The work of Jesus was unprecedented. Here was a lowly Galilean preaching. The time was fulfilled. And the kingdom of God is at hand, Mark 1 in verse 15. He confirmed his words with benevolent miracles, undeniable signs, and mighty wonders. He confronted demons, and they withstood him not. Word of him spread. Multitudes came to him, Mark 3 and verse 8. Yet he showed no interest in capitalizing on any of this for his own material or political advantage. Never had one so lowly spoke with such authority. He was not as the scribes, Mark 1:22. There was the rub. His new wine could not be kept in their old bottles, Mark 2:22. The old bottle lovers confronted him. Why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? How is it that he eateth and drinketh with publicans and sinners? Why do the disciples of John and of the Pharisees fast, but thy disciples fast not? Behold, why do they on the Sabbath day that which is not lawful? And they watched him, whether he would heal them on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him. And the Pharisees went forth and straightway took counsel with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. Mark chapter 2, verses 7, 16, and 18, and 24, and Mark chapter 3, verses 2 and 6. When word of Jesus came to the Pharisees and certain of the scribes, they came up from Jerusalem to see for themselves. They came to find fault. It did not take them long. They saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, that is to say, unwashen, hands. Mark 7:2. It is not that their hands were dirty. In the eyes of the Pharisees and scribes, these hands were ceremonially unclean. Their hands were not unclean according to the law. They were only unclean according to the tradition of the elders, Mark 7 and verse 2. They did not accuse Jesus, but only some of his disciples. They must have felt themselves righteously superior to those lowly common disciples of Jesus. Mark 7 and verse 4 is an interesting verse. And when they come from the market, except they wash, they eat not. And many other things there be which they have received to hold as the washing of cups and pots and brazen vessels and of tables. The words translated wash and washing in the King James Version are words that come from a word meaning baptisms. They were immersing themselves, their cups, their pots, their brazen vessels, and their tables. In some ancient manuscripts, the first word for wash is a word for sprinkling. It is a different word. If a baptism was a sprinkling, there would have been no reason to use a different word. The second word for washings is applied to the washing of tables. It has been said that it would be absurd to immerse tables and that therefore baptism must not always mean immersion. Most modern translations say nothing of tables or couches, because the word for this does not appear in critically compiled text. If Mark was referring to the immersion of tables, he may have been showing the absurd extent that some of the Pharisees were taking their traditions. Jesus must have had enough of this kind of petty, self-righteous criticism. In defense of his disciples, he tore into them. Well hath Isaiah prophesied of you, hypocrites, as it is written, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men, Mark 7, 6-7. He went on to point out how these critics had rejected the commandment of God that they may keep their own tradition. They neglected the care of their parents for Corban, making the word of God of none effect through your tradition, Mark 7 and verse 13. Traditions themselves are not bad. Paul wrote in 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 15, therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or by our epistles. We are to keep apostolic traditions. Most of us have our own traditions that, in and of themselves, are neither good nor bad. But we are not to elevate our own traditions to a religious status. We are not to judge others by our own traditions. We are not to think that our own traditions make us righteously superior. And we're not to set aside the law of Christ that we may keep our own traditions. Do you have traditions? Enjoy your traditions, but do not let your own traditions become your old bottles. Well, that was the sermon for that morning. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff. and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And with that, we will return to our normal course of study. And we're studying the life of Christ, particularly things associated with his birth, as related to us by the book of Luke. And we were reading through Luke chapters 1 and 2, and we came to Luke chapter 2 and to verse 22, and the reading I had to stop because we were at the end of the program. Let me pick up there. Luke chapter 2 and verse 22, where it says, "When the days of their purification according to the law of Moses were fulfilled, they brought him," now that is Jesus, "and they," that's Mary and Joseph, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus, "up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves, or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed unto him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought the child Jesus, that they might do concerning him according to the custom of the law, then he received him into his arms, and blessed God, and said, Now lettest thou thy servant depart, Lord, according to thy word, in peace. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light for revelation unto the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. And his father and mother were marveling at the things which were spoken concerning him. And Simeon blessed them, and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the falling and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, and a sword shall pierce through thine own soul, that thoughts out of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Penuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, having lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity, and she had been a widow even unto 84 years, who departed not from the temple, worshipping with fastings and supplications night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she gave thanks unto God, and spake of him to all them that were looking for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had accomplished all things that were according to the law of the Lord, they returned unto Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth. Now what we want to do is to go back now to Elam's notes. These are Sunday school notes that he wrote for the Sunday schools of July the 6th, 1924. And these notes take up in Luke chapter 2, beginning in verse 7. And we'll begin on these notes at this time. Luke 2 and verse 7 says, She brought forth her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laying him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. While Joseph and Mary were at Bethlehem, Jesus was born. It was not so designed by them, but it was so arranged in the plan of the prophecies of God. Swaddling clothes were unmade bands in which the newborn child was wrapped. This was the customary dress for infants. Jesus is a babe and is a man, with clothes as ordinary babies and men. And he was laid in a manger because there was no room in the inn. The inn and the manger were in different apartments. Inns were respectable and useful lodging places for travelers, but not in the modern use of the word. They were rude, unfinished, square buildings surrounded by an open space or court. We'll continue in the next lesson.